Okay, here's read number one. Are you ready? Bada book, bada boom. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee aldermen are calling for an investigation into the tasing and arrest of Bucks player Sterling Brown. 10 council members released a statement yesterday in which they called for a full audit of the incident. The aldermen say it is unacceptable that the police department seemingly withheld some of the footage of the January arrest. Mayor Barrett also called for a review of how police cam video is released. And the village of Mount Pleasant has declared the Foxconn area as blighted, giving the village board further leverage to seize properties by eminent domain for the Taiwanese company's factory. The area covers about 2,800 acres of open farmland and a few dozen homes. Okay, here is read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. This coming weekend is Pride Fest in Milwaukee at the Summerfest grounds. Among the headliners this year are the B-52s, and Virginia lawmaker Danica Rome will be the keynote speaker at the opening ceremony on Friday at 3 p.m. Festgoers will be able to get into Pride Fest for just a $1 donation on Friday from 2:30 until 4:30. And the Brewers lost to the Indians last night 3-2. Game 2 of that 2-game series is today in Cleveland. Okay, here's read number 3. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee aldermen are calling for an investigation into the tasing and arrest of Bucks player Sterling Brown. 10 council members released a statement yesterday in which they called for a full audit of the incident. The aldermen say it is unacceptable that the police department seemingly withheld some of the footage of the January arrest. Mayor Barrett also called for a review of how police cam video is released. And the village of Mount Pleasant has declared the Foxconn area as blighted, giving the village board further leverage to seize properties by eminent domain for the Taiwanese company's factory. The area covers about 2,800 acres of open farmland and a few dozen homes. Okay, here's read number 4. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee Ballet broke ground yesterday on a new facility that will be used for education, rehearsals, and offices. The Baumgartner Center for Dance will be located at 132 North Jackson Street. The ballet will continue to perform at the Marcus Center. The new two-story building will have 7 dance studios, allowing the Milwaukee Ballet to increase the number of students they teach. Currently, more than 600 students per year enroll in ballet classes at several locations. Okay, here is the weather. Outside this afternoon, mostly sunny with a chance of rain, then mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s in Milwaukee, around 60 degrees in Madison, and then mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs around 70 in Milwaukee, upper 70s in Madison, Friday a 50% chance of rain, with highs in the upper 60s in Milwaukee, mid-70s in Madison. You're listening to Resistance Radio.